Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app, and you can join us in the conversation today at 850-437-1620. I have Matt Coughlin here with me today. He is the airport director over here at the Pensacola Airport. Welcome.
Hey, Jess. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. I just threw us both off. We thought we were going to come in to some dancing music, and all of a sudden, it's just boom, we're here.
We're here.
That's great. Still looking pretty nice out today.
It is. It's very nice. So I'm sure it'll be raining this afternoon, but it's nice out there now.
That's what I like. I wake up, it's nice. By the time I get home, a little rain gives me a good reason to curl up with a book, vacuum, maybe take a nap. There's always time for a nap, right?
That's right.
So there's some exciting things happening over your way.
It's, you know, there's a lot of growth going on, you know. The airport's doing quite well. You know, a lot of people don't know this. We're actually the, when they judge airports on size, they basically measure the number of people coming in the front door and getting on airplanes. But we're the largest airport between here on the Gulf Coast, between New Orleans and Jacksonville. And we're doing quite well, you know, coming out of the pandemic. We've been growing. Typically, airports grow around, you know, they aim for 2-3% a year, and we've been in the teens every year. And so that comes with its challenges that we're trying to meet on almost a daily basis. But we have a lot of plans going forward and to meet that growth and, you know, just, you know, maintain that positive customer experience when they come to the airport and travel.
That's awesome. How many airlines currently are at the airport? How many do you service?
So we have 8 airlines now. We've grown in the last couple of years. We've grown a couple. We brought Spirit on board. Most recently, we brought Breeze on board. And so that just adds to the portfolio. And really why we're there is to bring choice to the community in their travel and where they want to go. And every time you bring a new airline on, it affords the community that opportunity.
We always want choices.
Absolutely. So,
sometimes we want more choices than we actually need, but choices are good. How many nonstop flights does your airport offer?
So right now we have 17, and that's grown a lot. So what I do is I look at, so for instance, we'll look at the top 20 destinations, anyone coming into the airport, and we want to preferably have nonstop to each and every one of them. We do rather well. We meet 85% of that demand for nonstop flights, which is good because just like anybody, they want to fly nonstop. It's easier just get on one airplane and get off one airplane, and I like to travel that way. So if we can afford that opportunity for those using the airport, that's important. So we're always striving to work with the airlines to increase that number. And it's not just 17 of the top 20. We have a lot of other nonstop destinations, but they're just outside that top 20.
We were talking about a few destinations, and we're not allowed to talk about those on air because if the wrong person hears it that lives with me, he's going to get an idea of going straight to somewhere we're not going to go visit. Maybe Denver?
Yeah, Denver's very popular for us, and we have more than one airline service in Denver. And one of our goals is, I think, if we have a shortcoming when it comes to destinations, is West Coast. So we're really working with the airlines currently to expand some of that service to our West Coast markets. Namely, Vegas is a big one, you know, Salt Lake City, or even Phoenix is another one that's high on that list.
That's awesome. I picked the right place to be because there's great nonstop flights, sounds like. Did you see the news this morning? I saw something about Southwest, and they're going to be changing the way they service. I mean, there's not going to be that open seating and hurry up and check in 24 hours ahead of time so you can get, you know, A15 or B1.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. And it's actually going to – the hold rooms where they actually come to the gate, you know, they have those placards up with – hey, you're in this section of boarding. And so I'm going to be interested to see how that works out. And, you know, I enjoy flying on, I enjoy flying on all airlines. Southwest is a great partner.
Yeah.
Just a different model. And, you know, I like it. So I'm kind of wondering where it's going to go. So.
Me too. It's been my choice of airline. Often I've taken that. Well, somebody else, I'll beat you there, has taken another airline. But I think they're super hospitable. And I kind of like, I don't know, the open seating can be fun. Just to see what number you're going to get when you check in. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I'm sure that their level of service is probably still going to be the same. But we shall see what the enhancements are, right?
Sure. You know, and all airlines come with a little different type of service, and people grow accustomed to that and kind of stick with one airline sometimes, and sometimes rarely venture off that path.
We are creatures of habit.
Exactly.
Even if we find that another airline might be better than one, or, you know, we always stick to that one. But I do agree. I have flown on a couple different, through a couple different airlines, and I've been pretty happy with most of them. But my favorite still is Southwest for whatever reason. Red, white, and blue, the heart, I don't know, the yellow.
Yeah.
Who knows? We are getting close to taking a break, but I want to remind everybody that you can be part of the conversation at 850-437-1620. You're going to hit us in the text line. Give us a call. We love to hear callers come in. We are here talking with Matt Coughlin from the airport. He is the airport director. So tell me a little bit about parking. I know that parking is always an issue no matter where you are. It could be an issue at the mall. It could be an issue at church. It could be an issue just going downtown, just because we like to complain about parking. So does the airport has seen amazing growth. So I'm sure you've identified that parking can be an issue where it's going to be. Tell us a little bit about some of the parking issues and how you maybe, like, what are some of your thoughts on how you're going to remedy that? We're going to take a break, and when we come back from that break, I want us to hit about parking.
Absolutely.
Do you complain about parking?
Yes.
Do you have a good parking spot when you go to the
airport? I do have a good parking spot.
VIP parking for you?
We do have our challenges, and we're facing those.
Great. We're going to take a break, get those questions ready. When we come back, we're going to talk about parking.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and we have Matt Coughlin here from the airport. He is the airport director, and we're talking a little bit about the changes that are coming up. And just before the break, I hit him hard with a question about parking, but then I didn't let him answer it. So we are going to talk about parking. The airport has seen some amazing growth. I'm just kind of curious about the parking issues and how you're going to remedy that with overflow parking and where these overflow spots are going to be.
Sure. So we're going to try to get away from overflow parking from a terminology standpoint and get more into permanent parking. So if you were to drive out to the airport today, what you'd see is just slightly north there on Tippin, what used to be a grass overflow lot is now becoming a more permanent lot. We're adding 434 parking stalls in that lot, which will bring our total inventory probably up another 12%. Keep in mind, with the growth, we've after this lot is built, we will have already exceeded our forecast and our master plan for 2030 to 35.
Wow.
So we're just from the number of folks coming through the airport, it's just grown crazy. So we have to meet those requirements on parking. If you look at our airport, one of the disadvantages of our airport, we have a lot of advantages, but one of them is we're land poor. So we don't have a lot of room to operate and grow and expand. So we have to be smart about it. This will pretty much fill up the entire area in front of the airport with parking. We do have some more room, and eventually we're going to have to go vertical with, you know, parking garage, parking facility, which we do have plans for probably in the next 5 years. So we intend to meet that demand. And another thing, if you look at the customers coming through the airport, our catchment area, or the area that we serve, extends geographically across a large area. So what you tend to see, if you were to go through the parking lot today, you would see a lot of Alabama plates in the parking lot, probably a third. So we get a lot of customers from the Eastern Shore, Baldwin County, and they don't necessarily have the option to hop in a Uber or Lyft and come out to the airport, and they're bringing their cars. So if you look at it just from a number standpoint, you know, when this lot is built out, we'll have right around 4,000 parking stalls. So if you think about that for a second, we have roughly 5 to 6 on a really busy day in the summer, 7,000 passengers coming to the airport.
Wow.
Enplanements, people getting on airplanes. So if you think about the ratio, that ratio is pretty high of how many people are actually driving to the airport and leaving their car there.
Right.
So if you have 4,000 cars in the lot and only 6,000 are flying out, that tells you a lot of people individually are bringing their cars and parking.
Right. Wow. Wow. So in the master plan for moving things around, I was kind of looking a little bit at the master plan. It's giant. There's a lot to it. You're going to be, I don't know what the time frame for everything is going to be. Maybe you can share that. I know you're going to be moving employee parking, and is your current parking for like Avis and Budget and all that, is that, are they going to stay right where they are?
They will for now. They're currently in the first floor of the garage, and a lot of people say, well, move them out.
Yeah.
But the rental car companies actually help us when we build infrastructure, i.e. parking garages. And when that garage was built, that first floor, as part of the agreement with the airport to help build that garage and fund part of it, was they had a facility on the first floor, And it's convenient for our customers, obviously. There's not a lot of airports today you can go to, especially your larger ones, where you get off the airplane, you pick up your bags, and walk across a small street and pick up your car.
Right.
A lot of them have to get on shuttles. We're trying to stay away from that. But they do have other facilities north of the airport where they service all their vehicles, wash them, clean them, and those are away from the terminal. So in the grand scheme of things, from a planning standpoint, we're currently in design for a new concourse just to meet that demand. And that's our big effort today, if you will. So we're going to add 5 gates. We currently have 10 JetBridge serve gates. We're going to add 5 more with a new concourse. Design's going to wrap up early spring, and then hopefully we can move into construction on that. Simultaneously, once this lot is built, we're going to be looking at a parking facility to expand the current parking garage. And with that, you could add potentially up to another 800 spots very close to the airport, thus keeping that convenience part of our competitive advantage, if you will.
Great. We do have about, goodness gracious, we have about 4 questions, but I'm going to hit one of them from David. I have used the new one-stop Breeze flight to Norfolk. It was nice plane. Is Breeze going to expand the more East Coast cities from Pensacola?
So we're working with Breeze currently. So typically what happens with an airline, and this was the case when we Southwest first came to the airport, they start out with, you know, maybe 1 or 2 routes. They test the market, and then they start looking at their data to see where it would be the most advantageous from them from a profitability standpoint. We try to also match their data with other data sources to come together, kind of like a dance, and then you both agree, hey, let's try this route. So that's our stance going in, and we look forward to them being a long-term partner with us and expanding their service here.
Gotcha. Janet, for Matt. This is for you, Matt. Ready?
I'm ready, I hope.
I was at the ribbon cutting of Southwest years past. Thought, yeah, connect through hubs, Salt Lake to go west and BWI to go northeast. Bummer, no. Southwest rep told me that a demand increased in Pensacola that would happen. Still waiting. We have demand to go to northeast, and they would like to come to our white beaches on shoulder seasons. Absolutely. BWI would not only be direct to Baltimore, D.C. area, it would be a choice hub to get to the rest of New England. Boston and, she says, MHT, which is Manchester, New Hampshire. A great choice if going north to Boston, way less hassle. Is CLT Cleveland or is that Cincinnati? I can't remember.
Charlotte.
Oh, I'm so bad at this. Charlotte has limited choices and Delta slaves you to Boston when you want to be north or west of there.
Sure. So I mentioned earlier, West Coast is big to us, but also the Northeast is very big to us. And you being from Maine and me originally being from Massachusetts, I'd like to get up there now and then. And so we are trying to grow that to the Northeast. At one point, there's another airline that we're talking to, too, that we that services up there is JetBlue, you know. We talk to all the airlines, so to try to bring new service. But you're right. The Southwest into Baltimore is a very good route. For us, it's been seasonal, so sometimes they come with it and other times they won't. So, we're exploring all those to the Northeast. We do have some New York service now. At one point, we thought Delta would never do anything other than Atlanta, and then they came in and started doing LaGuardia out of the blue, which was service up to the Northeast there, which was helpful to us. So it's always changing, very dynamic.
Great. Hold that thought. We have more to talk about. We have more questions to address them at text line. We're going to take a break.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. We have Matt Coughlin here in the studio from the airport. He is the airport director. And I want to get to a question real quick in our text line. We love questions. These ones are coming in a little bit late, so we're doing our best. What is the difference between parking fees downtown and the airport fees, and how are those fees used?
I'm not an expert on downtown parking, but for the airport, because the airport is an enterprise fund, meaning all money earned at the airport stays at the airport and is reinvested in the airport, the money from the airport parking, which is our number one revenue source, stays at the airport.
Thank you so much for coming in. We'd love to have you come back.